This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Exxon has a little something in our gasoline that can make a big difference for all you drivers out there. Actually, it's smaller than little. It's tiny. Microscopic, even. We're talking about a molecule, a complex molecule that, when added to gasoline, helps remove deposits that build up on your intake valves and helps keep fuel injectors clean. So your car runs cleaner. Smart gasoline. It's just one more way Exxon makes gasoline work harder for you.
When pain strikes, put on a Salon Pause pain relief or arthritis patch and join the pain-free movement. Salon Pause is the only FDA-approved over-the-counter pain relief patch. Two powerful active ingredients go right where it hurts, reducing inflammation and relieving mild to moderate pain for up to 12 hours. Millions are joining the pain-free movement. Now, it's your turn. Salon Pause.
Salon Pause.
Available at CVS Pharmacy, Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Duane Reade.
It's 11 o'clock.
It's time to play that real kick-ass open.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with sports director Doug Duda.
Doug Duda with a sports update on ESPN.
Pick and roll, and Olmstead is wide open from Romy. And he's got him locked up, and he gets the pin. Michael Klingensmith gets passed, knocked away by Ritzka. Jesse goes in for the layup, and it's up and in. And Ravenna's going to win state.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
It is now a new trophy. We have a new champion. A new champion is crowned.
Be big. I'll be big anyway. I don't know how much of a help I'll be.
This is so Apollo Creed Rocky in the middle of the ring.
And now it's time for the best sports show in central Nebraska.
I wouldn't go that far, Mayor.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show.
I think Nebraska fans are the greatest fans in all of college football. No question of mine, I've coached here three times, and I've been here to do television four times. The enthusiasm here is as good as any place, but the integrity here of the fans is the best in America.
It's Jerry Taggy calling signals after a 67-yard march. And on a quarterback keeper, he dives for the goal line. Coach Bob Devaney's unbeaten Nebraska Cornhuskers are number one. 1970 National Collegiate Football Champions of America.
Here's Wiley's kick, gets high. It holds up there. Rogers takes the ball at the 30. He's hit and got away. Back upfield to the 35, to the 40. He's to the 45. He's to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, to the 20, to the 10. He's all the way home. Holy moly. Man, woman, and child did that. Put him in the aisle. Johnny the Jet Rogers just tore them loose from their shoe.
Off to Rozier. Rozier turns. He's running back around the field. He's trying to get away. He's looking for blockers. He turns upfield. He's going to run a touchdown.
And a snap to Tommy, and they give him the trap play, and it's Schlesinger inside the five, and there for the touchdown. He's got the touchdown. It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger. It is history. 13-0, and bring that trophy back to Lincoln.
And an option to the right, Tommy on the keep, turns the corner, 25-30, eludes a tackler, 35, Tommy Frazier, 37, 38, 39, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, he's going to go, holy cow, touchdown Tommy Frazier!
Third down, cross to the middle.
T.J. O'Leary to snap it. Senior Jake West to put it down. Alex Henry to try to put the Huskers in front with a minute 50 left in the game. The snap is down. The kick is up. The kick is
get
on
there.
Its way. The kick is good. Oh! It in there. 57 yards out of a school record to put the Huskers in front, 33-31. Second and 10. Hawkins in the gun gets the snap. Sets, throws, batted down. Intercepted. Sue to the 20, 15, touchdown Sue. And Dominic Sioux. Oh,
the stadium is blowing up.
And a good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Friday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show, a football Friday, and we're glad to have you along with us here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Football is underway. There were four high school games in the state last night. The rest of A and B and some select C and D schools will start their seasons tonight. We've got you covered all over the Platte River radio airwaves and on the web at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll tell you about that in a little bit as well. Also, college football begins this weekend. The University of Nebraska at Kearney hosting Wayne State. When you look back in about 10 or 15 years and say, at the time, and hopefully it gets even better from here, but yeah, remember the year that UNK won their first Division II playoff game? Man, who was the only team to beat them in the regular season? Nobody's going to guess Wayne State, unless Wayne State continues to be good and continues to be a force to be reckoned with. But Wayne State has clipped the Lopers the last couple of times. It's supposed to just everything you want tomorrow. Great weather, 6 o'clock kickoff, beautiful stadium, two good football teams. There's not much else going on, nothing else really going on in the world of sports tomorrow night. So check it out. Bring the family in. You're going to be geeked up after going to a high school game tonight. Bring the kids in. Bring the team in. Bring them to UNK tomorrow night for what should be a great football game. And that is all going on. Volleyball begins this weekend. Hastings College is playing a tournament in Iowa. The Huskers, as we talked with Coach John Cook on the show yesterday, getting ready to head to the Coaches Classic at the Quest Center Saturday and Sunday. The number 2, 9, 13, and 14th ranked teams in the country are there. Nebraska and Iowa State play against Florida and Kentucky. Nebraska's games are at 4:30 both Saturday and Sunday, and you can hear them, as well as most of Nebraska's volleyball matches and all the football games this year on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5 FM. So are you geeked up? Are you ready to go? Because today, Mitch Sherman from the Omaha World Herald is going to join us. The question now is, you've got to figure that before practice Monday, Bo Pelini and Sean Watson need to come to a decision on who is going to start at quarterback. Now, if they're going to do something different, if they're going to run a couple of guys, so be it. But you got to have a guy running with the ones next week, don't you? I mean, wouldn't you think we've had all spring, all offseason, all of fall camp, and they call it fall camp until tomorrow's final practice, which I'm sure they'll scrimmage a little bit, and then game week is kind of a different routine. You kind of have the same routine every Monday, Tuesday, you know, and as you get ready for the game day on Saturday. But don't you think that's where Nebraska, and it's gonna leak out somewhere. Somebody is gonna find out who's starting at quarterback. You're not gonna pop it on the kid the night before the game and then not have any sleep for this kid, whoever it is, especially if you don't go with Zach Lee, as some people think Taylor Martinez might get the shot, which would send the biggest shockwaves, I think, throughout Husker Nation, is if Taylor Martinez was named the starting quarterback. So we'll find out from Mitch Sherman about that. Also, we're going to catch up with Nebraska basketball player Drake Veronica. The big news early this week was that he was put on scholarship by Doc Sadler. And we'll talk with Drake, the Ravenna native, as they get ready for their basketball season and back into practices probably a little less than 2 months away. But they actually got to go to the Bahamas, so they had a bunch of practices, went down, won all four of their games, and we'll talk with Drake about that. Don't forget, next week, real busy. Bo Pelini's press conferences. We're talking Western Kentucky football next week. Randy Lee, a former voice with the Huskers, is now the voice at Western Kentucky. He's going to join us on Monday. Coach Taggart joins us next week as well on the Doug and Daddy Show. It looks like Wednesday is probably the day that Coach Taggart is going to join us. We're finalizing the things on that. And also next Wednesday, it is our first Big Red Lunch sponsored by Complete Nutrition. Look better, feel better, perform better. Every Wednesday from now until the end of the football season, we will have either Sean Callahan or Steve Sippel at our location talking football. They'll have the lunch for you, and then they'll have the program. You can ask questions. You'll go over the previous week's game. You'll preview what's coming up. You can ask the questions, and these guys are right there every day following the program. And, of course, Sip's been as close to Coach Bo Pelini as really anybody has been in his time at the Lincoln Journal Star. Sean Callahan, HuskersIllustrated.com. Next Wednesday, our debut location is in Grand Island at the Home Federal Bank in Grand Island. Have lunch, talk Huskers,
Join us with Sean Callahan, Steve Sipple. We'll have one or both every week starting next Wednesday at Home Federal Bank in Grand Island. We'll be in Kearney. We'll be at various locations throughout the year, brought to you by Complete Nutrition. You know, as I'm listening to the highlights, and Daddy is out today, this is actually a personal day for the big fella, so he's gone. I'm not sure I'm supposed to say where he's at, but he's doing a family obligation this weekend. So the big fella has to put on dress clothes and do things like that. Okay, here's the deal. I'm listening to the Husker highlights, and we'll put together more and update it and make them new every week. I got to thinking, as you're listening to Husker football, watching Husker football, listening to these highlights, when, and this all has to do probably with age, when do you remember Husker football? Now, for me personally, I was not old enough to remember the game of the century. I would have been 4, so I don't have a recollection of the game of the century with Johnny Rogers and Jeff Kinney. The first real recollection that I think I can have from Husker football would have been back in 74-75. Oklahoma thumped us real bad. And I think I had bet a quarter with my uncle on the deal, you know. And I remember Oklahoma crushing Nebraska. And, of course, back then you watched it on TV. Very rarely was it on, but that was a big game. And so Oklahoma-Nebraska was usually on, or you listened to the radio. And then it got into, from that point on, a lot of the games. When Nebraska finally beat Oklahoma, Billy Sims fumbled the ball. When they fumbled it and they didn't give us the ball, when Tom Rude knocked that Oklahoma player out. And I've told the story on the show before how I put my foot through the parents' recliner and didn't get to see most of the second half. But that's kind of when I went. The kids in high school now, I mean, a lot of these folks probably don't even remember Tommy Frazier's amazing run against Florida. They have no recollection of Corey Schlesinger running it in. They're more the Eric Crouch, flea flicker, great run, and what we've seen here. Because remember, if you're in high school right now, if you're a 17-year-old, you probably don't recollect much before the 2000 football season when Thunder Collins gave it off to Stunts and threw it back, and Nebraska had that. I mean, that's probably your last recollection. Then some of you are a little bit older than me. You remember when Bob Devaney was hired at the University of Nebraska. It'd be interesting to hear from you. Just to drop us a short note to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Or you can call 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. What's your first recollection of Husker football? Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Just out here in the last few minutes, the Rotary Lombardi Award Committee has released their official watch list for the award, and this, I must say, is the largest watch list of any of the preseason awards. If you were an All-American, All-Conference First Team, nominated by a coach, you are on this list. And Nebraska's Pierre Allen and Jared Crick on this list. Allen started all 14 games at defensive end, 51 tackles, 5 sacks, and then also Jared Crick, first-team All-Conference, 32 sacks, 67 tackles for loss as well. So those are the two Huskers, okay, on the list here for the Lombardi Award. 888-455-ESPN. What do we got, Merritt?
We got John from Kearney.
John, what's up?
What's happening, Doug?
Well, I guess I said up on everybody's been asking me for a month, are you ready for football? And I say, you know what? I love summer too much. I'll be ready for football when it's here. Well, now it's here, and now we're ready. How about you?
I was ready as soon as it got over with last season, because baseball is just a terrible sport. It really is. Well, far too slow. Anyway, recollection of a Husker moment. I was at the game in the Metrodome when Nebraska played Minnesota back in 84. An explosion of Mike Rozier, Kirby Fryer, Turner Gill, and we blew Minnesota off the field 84-13. When Minnesota finally scored towards the end of the game, all the Nebraska fans stood up and cheered for Minnesota because they finally scored.
That, you know, and it's things like that. You're supposed to remember dates in history. I remember exactly where I was when Nebraska was just kicking these guys' butt, because it was a night game and we were at some summer barbecue, or yeah, it was a summer barbecue, I guess. So Yeah, that was one of the biggest blowouts in the history of Nebraska football. Minnesota.
Oh, it was just unbelievable to see him run up and down the field, and nothing that Minnesota could do could not even come close to stopping, you know, anybody, because they were just running up and down the field. And they didn't really throw the ball that much; they just ran it up and down the field is all they did. Hey, the other thing I have to say is, I know my Raiders had to beat your Cowboys in preseason, and I know it's preseason. These are the only couple games we're going to win all year, so that's all I have to say about that.
Take them while you can, John. Hey, thanks for the call.
That's right.
Take care, buddy. Mark in Minden says he remembers the Fumble Rooski game, which was also in the Orange Bowl. Tom in Hastings says, I remember listening to Lyle Bremser back in 1963. I was 6 years old. Ah, Lyle Bremser. I still remember one of the, and I say this maybe more than folks care to hear, but one of the clips that we play there in our open is Bremser's call of Mike Rozier's touchdown run. That came against UCLA in 83, and it was not televised. I was watching whatever game was on, listening to Lyle Bremser, and he made the call, and then he goes on, and they said that was the first time that he'd use man, woman, and child like in like 10 years or since Johnny Rogers or something like that. And I remember him saying, run to your television, folks. That'll be on highlights all over the country. And sure enough, it didn't take long, and there was the Rozier run. Hey, we need to take a break. Still want to hear your first Husker football memory recollection. Email us, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll talk a little basketball with Drake Baranek of the Huskers and Mitch Sherman of the Omaha World Herald in the second half of the program. Stay with us.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
I fell into a burning ring of fire, and it burns, burns, burns.
No, 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 no. There's no burning with a Traeger grill. We cook them low and slow.
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, and there's never been a better time to buy a Traeger grill than right now with our State Fair special. Valid at our stores in Kearney or Grand Island, or buy one right at our giant Traeger booth in the State Fair, you'll get $100 off any Traeger, plus a $50 gift card by mail, and we'll throw in a free cover and a free bag of pellets. That's $235 in discounts and upgrades. Plus, if you buy a little Tex grill, we'll upgrade you to a digital thermostat for free. Visit us at the State Fair or stop by one of our stores, Top of the Hill in Kearney, or at the corner of Webb Road and Old 30 in Grand Island. That's Builders, where we do Traeger best.
Everybody now, sing with me.
And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire. The ring of fire. The ring of fire.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, brought to you by Doug Mitchell of Marcotte Insurance in the Eagles Nest Plaza, Kearney. The 13th-ranked UNK football team will open their season tomorrow night when they welcome in Wayne State. Kickoff is set for 6 o'clock. Hastings College will open up next Saturday at Briar Cliff, and the Huskers next Saturday at home against Western Kentucky. In volleyball, the 2nd-ranked Nebraska women will be at the Quest Center in Omaha for the Coaches Showcase. Saturday, battling Kentucky. Sunday, taking on Florida. Both games begin at 4:30 and can be heard on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. The Hastings College volleyball team opens their season this weekend in Davenport, Iowa, at the St. Ambrose Early Bird Tournament, while the 13th-ranked UNK volleyball team heads to Tampa, Florida next weekend to open their season. The UNK women's soccer team is 1-0 as they head to the University of Mary in North Dakota Saturday morning at 11 a.m. The Hastings women's soccer team opens up play at home Tuesday against York, and today the Hastings men have an exhibition game at Creighton. And that's a Sports Minute.
Here's your State Fair forecast. As sunny skies continue for the area today, temperatures head up to 86 for a high. South winds also stay gusty around 12 to 25 miles per hour. Skies stay clear tonight with a low at 60. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 73.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation of Friday edition. Oh, pack it on today, folks. Get ready. It's a big night of high school football. And you know what? If your kids aren't playing the actual first game, then they're going to be having probably Gatorade scrimmages or soap scrimmages going on out there. Good luck to all of the athletes. And get fed up before or after. Take them out to the chicken coop in Kearney and Grand Island where you can feed the entire family with what they like. Chicken wings, pizza, burgers, steak for you maybe. Maybe you just want a salad. All kinds of great appetizers and your favorite drinks from soda pops to something with a little froth on top. Play Keno if you want. And while you're there, you get to catch all of the sporting activities, including Husker games, college and NFL packages, Major League Baseball. We're heading down the home stretch, the FedEx Cup and the PGA playoffs. It's all right there at the Chicken Coop. Check them out. Open 7 days a week. Lunch specials every day. Food and drink specials every night going on at the Chicken Coop. Well, recently, you know, how did you spend your summer vacation? Oh, went on a paid vacation to the Bahamas. Yeah, it's a tough deal. Then what happens when you come back? Oh, hey, let's pay for your schooling, too. And that's what happened to our buddy Drake Baranek, who transferred, of course, from UNK, had to set out last year going to Nebraska, and now hoping to get his chance to help the Huskers improve the basketball team. And as we get ready to go watch the Blue Jays play football tonight, let's talk a little basketball with the senior-to-be at Lincoln. And Drake Baranek joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Mr. Baranek. How's it going?
Doug, how you doing, buddy?
Well, we're doing good. I mean, you got to be – you always seem to have a smile on your face and hopping around anyway. How could you be any happier than when you walked out of Coach Sadler's office earlier this week?
It was – I was surprised. So for the first time in my life, I probably had a shocked look on my face, you know. But it was a nice surprise, and I was just very thankful and happy to be given the opportunity to get some money there. So
what did Doc tell you? I mean, there's so many things that you know, you can say, but you can tell us a little bit more. What did he tell you when he called you in? Because as I saw the quote in the paper, you weren't sure what you were being called in for.
I've been in trouble before, so you know, I thought maybe it was one of those deals, but I couldn't think anything I did wrong. So you know, he just wanted to really make sure that I understood that it wasn't just given to me, that I earned it. And you know, more through my positive attitude and leadership than my play. But you know, it was definitely something that I was very thankful to be getting. So,
Drake Baranek's joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. How does this change anything besides the checks that your parents have to write?
No, you know, I'm trying to keep the same attitude I had before. You know, money isn't going to change the way that I play or anything like that. It's just a nice incentive to maybe try to prove why I deserve a scholarship and stuff like that. But as far as working hard and, you know, I'm kind of taking it as a walk-on mentality still and you know, just getting a little bit of money at the end of the month. So,
Drake, you guys just got the chance to go to the Bahamas, which meant before that you got to have more official practices than you normally would. And I know you guys are in the gym just about every day. But what was these practice sessions like before you headed down and played these four games?
You know, it was a lot of teaching, but at the same time, you know, with Coach Doc, it's going to always be intense, you know. And I just felt like there's a different feel this year. I'm hoping it's a good feeling, and you know, hopefully it'll transfer over to the regular season. But we definitely had a good week of practice, or 10 days of practice, and it carried over to the Bahamas, and we had a great time at the Bahamas, and I felt like we really bonded together, and maybe that was something that we lacked the year before. You know, just that tight bond that when things get tough, you know, you can kind of lean on the guy next to your shoulder and. Very down, you know, get together and get some things done at the end of the games and stuff. So,
Drake, for the fans that don't necessarily know, and correct me if I'm wrong, but even for the home games, you were sitting behind the bench in the stands, not on the bench. What was this year setting out like for you?
It was, I mean, even though we might not have had the success that we wanted, you know, it's still a very enjoyable year for me. It was tough sitting there and watching our team struggle at times and not being able to help. But, you know, I definitely learned a lot. And I think that hopefully it'll show in my play this year. And I was just trying to learn as much as I possibly could.
Drake Baronico, the Nebraska men's basketball team, Ravenna native, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Okay, assess your play in those games in the Bahamas, because it looked like they tried to get everybody pretty even minutes. Nobody was playing 30, 40 minutes. You were averaging about 11 minutes per game. Tell me how you thought things went.
I definitely shot it better than I did down there, but, you know, I just tried to come in and play as hard as I could and take charges and get on the floor. And I'll tell you, the floors over in the Bahamas are a little bit harder than the ones over here. I don't think they got some padding underneath or something, because I was bruised up, man. But, you know, I didn't play as to my full capabilities, I don't think, but that's what, you know, I come back here and that's going to get me more driven for practices and make practices that much more important to showcase what I can do. So,
this may be a question more suited for towards the end of the year, but what have you noticed as the biggest differences on the floor in your transition from Division II to Division I?
You know, there's Division II, there's still good athletes and great basketball players, but I think, you know, here at Nebraska, there's more. I mean, everybody can jump 40 inches and, you know, swish threes and do all this stuff. So, you know, there's just more athletes that are better basketball players, I think. And it's been taking, I mean, it's taken a little while to get used to, but, you know, I've just been trying to rely on some fundamental things and trying to figure out any little cheat things I can do to help even the playing field. And you know, things are going all right so far.
Well, let's ask you point blank the question that I keep getting asked and that keeps getting brought up the whole time that you've been down there waiting to play. Where are you at right now? Are you going to get to play? Do you know where you're? I mean, are you the number 12 man, the 10 man, the 6 man? Where do you feel that you're at right now?
You know, I'm going to leave that up to Coach Doc and his staff. But, you know, I'm trying my best to give myself the best opportunity to get in some games. And you know, I'm just happy to be down here. And, you know, I appreciate it. It's really neat to hear all the people that are interested in how I'm doing and all that. And I definitely use that as fuel to try to, you know, showcase what a little old Nebraska kid can do sometimes, you know. And I just appreciate all the support from people that that are interested. And, you know, hopefully I don't let everybody down.
Well, Drake, what is Coach Sadler, because I'm sure by this time everybody's been in and gone over maybe some one-on-ones with the coach. What's Coach Sadler or one of the assistants kind of told you that they want from your role? What are they telling you your role is to go into what will be, I guess, winter camp and the start of the season?
Well, I mean, we only have 3 seniors, so the main thing is to try to be a better leader for the team. And, you know, one of the emphases in practice for the 10 days was communication. So, you know, I'm taking anything that coach says and trying to apply it to practices. And so I try to communicate a little more, be a better leader. You know, obviously want me to hit some shots if I'm open. And you know, just I know a lot of people have been trying to compare me to Paul Velander, but, you know, he was they can't do that because he's been there, done that. You know, I haven't done any of that yet. So I just got to come in and give my best shot. So
I know it's early, but you're back from playing those games. Give us a little overview of where you think this team's at. Who's really clicking right now for this basketball team? A lot of people are looking at Stan Hartiger as being one of the men or the man. Give me your opinion on who's looking good.
You know, we had some guys step up over in Bahamas for sure. You know, Lance Jeter might be one of the fastest guys I've ever seen with the basketball in his hands. I mean, he can get it from point A to point B like it's nothing. And he's doing a pretty good job of being a good leader. And, you know, I'd expect some big things from him. And, you know, Ray Gagos has been playing well. He's got a little one dribble pull up that he hardly ever misses. So hopefully he can continue to do that. And, you know, we got some big guys stepping up a little bit. Christian's done well. He's rebounded really well. You know, I think things are looking pretty good. If we can gel together and come together as a unit, I don't see why we can't be successful in the Big 12 this year.
You got any more classes today?
You know, I'm on my way to Espanol, man.
Oh, que pasa? There you go, bro.
Yeah, see, I'm not that good at it, so I don't really know what that means.
Are you sneaking home tonight?
I am. I'll be there watching the Blue Jay swarm, baby. We got to get the year started off right. So
now, let me ask you this, because this is a tough deal. I mean, when you're very good at one thing, at one sport, and a good athlete, everybody wants a piece of you. And your brother Connor's in the same place you were. I know he was thinking about not going out for the football team. He is going out for the football team, and they don't have a lot of kids with returning experience. So what do you think this team's going to do?
You know, I have a lot of faith in Coach Hudson. He's a good coach. You know, they got a good program, good tradition. They'll find a way to get some things done. As far as Connor, he's going to get probably bent in half, being pretty tough. So, but no, he'll do a good job. I'm really pulling for him. I got a good family, and they support me, so I got to give them that same support back. I'm a little hard on Connor, but, you know, it's brotherly love. So
sibling rivalry still exists in the Baranek household.
Yeah, he knows I'm the better one.
Hey, Drake, we'll see you tonight. Thanks for giving us some time, and congratulations on your accomplishments so far.
Hey, I appreciate it, Doug. Yep, we'll see you tonight, buddy.
All right, take care. Drake Baranek, senior-to-be for the Husker men's basketball team, just awarded a scholarship this week by Doc Sadler, transferring three great years, solid years at UNK, had to set out last year, and gets one shot. This is it. This year is it. That's all he has left for eligibility. Emails are flying in on first Husker moment recollections. Also, Mitch Sherman is going to join us. We'll get his take on where the quarterback race is, talking Husker football. It's all still to come. We better take a break. But before we take that break, we remind you that all the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show are fed well from our folks and friends at Burger King. If you want breakfast, try their sausage, egg, and cheese breakfast muffin sandwich, just $1 every morning. Or the new breakfast bowl, scrambled eggs, sausage, cheese, roasted potatoes. Throw in some onions and peppers. And if you're a burger guy in the morning, maybe you go to work at 5. Maybe when you're on break, it's like 9 and you're hungry. Burgers for breakfast, the full menu served all morning. Two locations in Kearney, also in Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Back with Mitch Sherman of the World Herald next.
You know what 2:30 in the afternoon feels like, right? You're sleepy, groggy, dying for a nap. So what do? Run for the coffee? Grab a soda? But how long does that last before you're back for more? Try this instead. Take 1 5-hour energy, then see what the rest of your day feels like. It sure won't feel like 2:30 anymore. Instead of sleepy and groggy, you could be bright and alert without the jitters. 5-hour energy is packed with B vitamins, amino acids, and as much caffeine as a cup of the leading premium coffee. It has zero sugar, zero herbal stimulants, and only 4 calories. The 2-ounce shot takes seconds to drink, and in minutes, you're feeling like your old self again. And that feeling lasts for hours. So replace all those afternoon coffees and sodas with 1 5-hour energy. 5-hour energy. Hours of energy now. No 2:30 feeling later. Individual results may vary. In a clinical trial, 5-hour energy significantly outperformed placebo on continuity of attention and self-related alertness. Neither 5-hour energy nor placebo affected blood sugar or mood. See 5hourenergy.com for more information.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving, heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters.
See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Here's your State Fair forecast. As sunny skies continue for the area today, temperatures head up to 86 for a high. South winds also stay gusty around 12 to 25 miles per hour. Skies stay clear tonight with a low at 60. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 73.
Is you with me? I got your back, boy. But let's get it.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on the program today. One of the topics we've been talking about, what's your earliest Husker memory? And again, that kind of just depends on what age you are. If you're in high school or college now, I mean, you don't remember Nebraska's last championship. And if you're older than me, you can remember the Devaney years. Jim fires up. He goes, some of the earliest memories of players are watching Jarvis Redwine running down the sideline and having his jersey ripped off. Love those tearaway jerseys, Jim says. He says, not sure who they were playing or even if we won. And I remember, of course, if you're mentioning Jarvis, you got to remember him running down and giving a hand signal to the Oklahoma players, who then came back and won the game. He goes, one of my first memories was the 31-30 loss to Miami. My brother got married that day, and we were watching the game at the reception at the Holiday Inn in Kearney. I can only imagine that. Holy moly, I hope it was open bar, Jim. By the way, who the hell gets married during football season? I have to stand up at a wedding next weekend, much less during the national championship game. Jim, you're right. They're either non-sports fans or they're geeks. Dan says, my first memory, I was 9 years old and visiting an aunt when a neighbor had the 1960 Texas-Nebraska game on the radio. We upset Texas 14-13, and I've been hooked ever since. Says my first live game was in 63 when we lost to Air Force, and I thought it was the end of the world. Also, did you see the article in the Omaha World Herald about the tour company buying 150 season tickets at Washington to get game tickets for this year's game? How times have changed, Deaky. Well, from the Omaha World Herald, Mitch Sherman joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. We pulled him away from his UFL draft to join us here this morning. Mitch, what's going on?
Is the UFL draft going on right now?
A fantasy UFL draft.
I gotcha. Hey. I was confused there for a second, but my fantasy UFL draft, that's exactly right. That's what I'll be going back to when I get done talking to you.
Mitchell, what's your first recollection of Husker football?
I was thinking about it there just when you were coming back from commercial, and my first real vivid memory, you know, I share it with one of your emailers, is the 84 Orange Bowl. I'm 35, so I was 9 at the time of that game. And, I remember emotions. I remember specific plays. You know, it was like, that's the kind of game where you remember it like you watched it yesterday. I do have some earlier memories, like the Orange Bowl against Clemson, real vaguely remember that and the scenario. And then, you know, a couple of Oklahoma games from the early 80s. But the one that stands out from that period is definitely the Miami 84 Orange Bowl.
Mitch, let's get into where the Huskers are this year. And, yeah, wow, emotions cried. Tony says he cried on his bed for the entire night when that happened. But let's get to this year's team, and hopefully a lot of tears will be shed. Let's start with the injuries. We've talked with a variety of folks about what they think. What do you think the injuries specifically do, and which one hurts the most?
I think the Mike Smith one, you know, after starting to examine this a little more. Now, I mean, Sean Fisher is kind of obvious. That guy was entrenched as a starter in the heart of your defense. I think the linebacker that was the best all-around package that you could rely on the most. But the fact that they only play two of these guys most of the time and one linebacker part of the time, and that they do have some up-and-coming young talent. If Eric Martin and Levante David can progress this year the way that I think that they draft the hopes they can, then that Fisher injury is a little bit, it's not as bad as it maybe first appeared. The one that seems to be getting worse than it may have first appeared was Mike Smith,
Because you could do so much on the offensive line. You know that's a position where you're going to have players that are banged up. You're continuing to see guys who are hobbled. I saw Yoshi Hardrick yesterday, you know, walking back into the practice building when it was over with no pads on. You know, there's no report on him being injured, but we know that he's had a difficult time adjusting to some of the feet and different things that have been present in camp this year. I don't think he is in any way in game shape, at least to be a starter right now. So that takes an offensive tackle who was a lot of people projected as a starter, maybe not out of the mix, but not ready to go right now. I'm a little bit scared if I'm Nebraska about my depth at center. I hear that Cole Penchick has been getting some decent reviews with what he's been able to do as the backup. His size and inexperience worries me. Mike Caputo is going to have to play a lot at center, and Smith would have been a guy to back him up, and, of course, he's been the starter at left tackle for, what, about 25 games, and even if he wouldn't have been this year, he would have been a nice guy to have as a safety valve at that position behind Jeremiah Searles if Searles runs into problems as a redshirt freshman.
Mitch Sherman of the Omaha World Herald talking Husker football just a week away from Friday night partying in Lincoln and getting ready for Western Kentucky. You can check it out in the World Herald. Go online, omaha.com, to their big red page where one of the things that Mitch just talked about is right there for you. And right there along with that, Coach was asked about Andrew Rodriguez after practice yesterday, the Aurora boy coming in. Could his progression be sped up because of some of these injuries, and may he see the field early this season?
I think it's a possibility. You know, they had guys in this position last year, offensive linemen, Brent Qualley, Jeremiah Searles, who we just mentioned as a potential starter at left tackle. Those two guys were up with the top units, the varsity, so to speak, you know, for a majority of the season. And that's where Rodriguez is right now. Ideally, you redshirt the guy, even though he's obviously got the size. The competition that he's faced, and this is no knock on Class B because it's the same thing if you're coming from Class A in Nebraska or 5A in Texas. The competition that he's faced as an offensive lineman is just so far removed from what it's going to be when they get into the Big 12 and even in the non-conference that at offensive line, I just think that's really magnified because it's just a position that he relies on strength and things like that. That it's hard for anybody as an offensive lineman to play as a true freshman, and it's beneficial down the road of their career for them to redshirt. And what you look at with a guy like Andrew is you say, do you want him as a backup who plays 10 to 12 snaps a game in 2010, or do you want him in 2014 as a fifth-year senior? You think then entrenched as a starter to have that extra year. And I mean, the answer is you want him down the road. So if they need him and he has to play because of injuries or, you know, somebody else doesn't pan out, then all right, that's okay. But offensive linemen are best to redshirt.
Mitch Sherman with us from the Omaha World Herald on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mitch, either you or your cohorts or all of you are at practice every single day, and you know we
that we're allowed.
did that miff you off a little bit?
I don't take it personal. Do what you can. You're right. Yeah. Bo's going to run the program the way he wants to run it, and that's it's his program. So, yeah, I mean, I want to see as much practice and talk to those guys as much as I can because it helps me do my job. But, you know, everybody, as long as everybody's playing by the same rules, I guess you can't get too upset.
Don Travius is getting a little pub here this week in some of the feature articles. Tell me how the running backs, because, again, it just I don't hear a lot of talk about Rex Burkhead like we did last year and Roy Helu, who didn't make the Doak Walker watch list, which I thought was a little strange. How do you think that position's coming along, or is it just no news is good news?
Yeah, those guys are healthy right now, which, you know, is priority number one through preseason camp when you got the experience and the talent that they've got at that position. Nobody's trying to competing for a job, but nobody's trying to impress the coaches to the point that they don't to teach them something they don't already know about these guys. These are proven commodities. Roy Helu is a returning 1,000-yard rusher. You know, Rex Burkhead definitely displayed his abilities last year when he was healthy. So Nebraska knows what it has at the I-back position, probably more than anywhere else on the team except maybe corner.
You know, with Denard and Prince, that's a pretty strong spot, and probably stronger than anywhere any other one position on the team. But you know, Ibach is a good second spot to be. So the fact that we're not hearing about him, I think, is more just because, well, I don't know, the media has chosen to look at other positions, the quarterback spot, the positions that are up in question. I mean, if we've been asking questions about Roy and Rex for the last week, then you'd be hearing about those guys now. The coaches aren't exactly you know, offering up story ideas about any position.
All right, Mitch, couple more questions. We've waited this long. I mentioned at the top of the show, a fall camp officially turns into regular season workouts on Monday. Do you expect that we will know who the starter is Monday, or do you think Bo already knows?
Well, I think Bo's got a pretty good idea. If he doesn't now, he will after, you know, after today's practice or Saturday's practice, because then you go into game week and you got to get that starter, 70, 80, 90% of the reps. So they I think they know now who's going to start on September 4th, that quarterback. I don't think we'll know probably until September 4th, for sure. It's very likely that as the week goes on next week, word will leak out. It will become relatively clear who the guy is going to be. And I still think it's going to be Zach Lee, but that's not based on anything I've heard from a coach, anything I've heard from anybody close to the program. Just my logic telling me that he's 23 years old, started 12 games last year, and his competition is much younger and less experienced. He didn't really stand out and win the job in the spring. So, you know, I'm going off of somewhat old information here. The new information has been extremely vague. They've done a good job of playing it close to the vest, and that seems to be what they're intent on doing all the way up until kickoff. So if Western Kentucky wins the toss and elects to receive, we're going to go a few minutes into that first game, I think, before we have any. You may be looking down at the sidelines through your binoculars to see who's got his helmet on and is warming up with Mike Caputo, you know, for the big announcement.
You better sign up for Twitter, folks, so that they can let you know from the press box who is it going to be. Mitch, last question. A little stir up this week about the possible alignment when Nebraska in the Big Ten announces where everybody's going to be in 2 to 3 weeks. And a lot of people are now guessing that it's going to be Iowa, Nebraska, Michigan, Michigan State, and I think, what was it, Northwestern and Illinois. You care? Do you care? Do you hear anything different?
I'm interested.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think there's really a bad way to do it unless you go and put – to me, there's these six powers as far as football go in the Big Ten, and I think the Big Ten's looking at it that way too. Traditionally, Nebraska, Iowa, Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio State, and Penn State. And as long as you've got three in each division, I don't have a real problem with however they decide to split it up. Yeah, it'd be nice to see Nebraska and Iowa in the same division, but I think there's scenarios under which Nebraska and Iowa could play every year, even if they're not in the same division. Geographically, it makes sense. This thing doesn't seem to be about geography, though. So that's fine. I know the athletic directors have a real good understanding of what it's going to be. Tom Osborne said the other night after practice and just chatting with him briefly that he knows what the divisions are going to be. It seems that Barry Alvarez knows what the divisions are going to be when he mentioned, I believe yesterday or Wednesday, that Iowa and Wisconsin will not be in the same division. The athletic directors have been informed, but they're going to let the Big Ten make a splash, and that's the Big Ten way. You know, they like to control the information, kind of like Nebraska, and they'll put it out, use their Big Ten network. You know, they'll make money off the deal. They'll do the schedule separate from the division announcement, so they can make a big splash again. And that's fine. We'll find out. I think you know, within a few weeks.
Maybe they'll call it the announcement instead of the decision. Hey, Mitch, I know you're busy. We appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks for all the info, and keep up the good work. We'll see you down in Lincoln next week.
Okay, looking forward to it. Thanks, guys.
Take care. Mitch Sherman on the Doug and Daddy Show from the Omaha World Herald. Check him out, omaha.com. Pick up the paper at your local outlet, or even better, subscribe. That way it's there in the morning for you. Every time I kind of tear up here. I tear up at this point of the show, because it's tailgate season. Get ready at Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. Okay, if you're going to tailgate, You don't want to get great food and put it on bad, crappy grill, because then it's just not going to taste good. Even if you're a great grill master, take care of business. Green Mountain Grill. Carrie's got them for you, and your food is going to taste excellent. Even if you're a mediocre chef, see, it's going to help you out instead of reversal the other way. They've got USDA quality steaks, aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness, plus sauces and spices to put on whatever you get at Troutman's, and bacon. We talk about it. It's time for BLTs. The tomatoes are there. The lettuce is there. The bacon. Oh, if you haven't tried Troutman's, give it a try. You won't be sorry. And if you love Troutman's bacon, don't forget to get in there and load up. Plus, press sausages. Take them with you as you tailgate. Nice selection of domestic and imported wines to choose from as well from Max Creek Vineyard and Superior State Wine. Whether it's ground beef, whether it's steak, whether it's bacon, whatever you want, they've got it for you. Troutman's Quality Meats across from Bob's Superstore right here on Highway 30 in Kearney. Open 6 days a week for you, Carrie and the gang. They put their they work their butts off, and that's why it's so good at Troutman's Quality Meat. We need to take a break. More of your Husker First memories, and we'll wrap things up after this.
Attention, all males over 30. Do you get fatigued and find you're still gaining weight every year? Charger can reduce the fat around your core and increase your energy. So, if you're a guy over 30 and you want to lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue or call 338-1FIT. That's 338-1348.
Complete Nutrition. Remember that time that you were looking for you and your wife's 10th anniversary photos, but all you could find were the ones from the 5th anniversary of your fantasy football championship? Or maybe that time you were trying to find her favorite song, but couldn't get any farther than your really awful workout music? Well, I do. But that's before I got the new Sony Vaio F laptop. Finally, somebody put everything that you're looking for in one place. Sony's exclusive media gallery. It organizes all your photos, music, and movies into a single simple interface. And with built-in search, you're only one click away from anything on your computer. So the next time you're looking for that video of your first dance, you'll actually find it. Instead of that long-lost video of the party you had 5 years ago when you won your fantasy football championship. Remember? Oh, you were trying to forget. The Sony Vaio F laptop with Windows 7. Your PC simplified.
It might have started as a little pebble hitting the windshield, and then you see it. A crack spreading right across your vision line. Well, B&B Glass Incorporated will fill your crack.
Wouldn't that be important?
You got a busted window? B&B will replace it. A chip? B&B will repair it. But that's not all. With B&B's anytime emergency glass service, anytime circumstances present you with a pain in the glass, call B&B Glass for tint, replacement, or repair.
B&B Glass, located at 922 Central in Kearney.
Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble. On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
Stop by Cunningham's Journal to join their Modified Fantasy Football League. Unlike other leagues where you draft teams, you just choose players each week. The best part is they have a 100% payout of money put into the league, weekly prizes, and a big end-of-the-year prize. Also, to help entice the excitement on NFL Sundays, Cunningham's Journal will be running the Sunday Training Camp Special. $1.50 drafts all day, so grab some friends. Go to Cunningham's Journal, watch your favorite team play, score your fantasy teams, and make it an NFL party every week.
Here's your State Fair forecast. As sunny skies continue for the area today, temperatures head up to 86 for a high. South winds also stay gusty around 12 to 25 miles per hour. Skies stay clear tonight with a low at 60. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 73.
Well, I never saw it coming. I should have started running a long, long time ago.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska, is the ESPN Radio Superstation. Don't forget, folks, they're winding down with that Little League World Series, and that's always fun times. out in Williamsport. There's some really good baseball teams still battling it out. They're actually scoring runs. It's not one team getting way ahead and then having it all end up the wrong way. So check things out, and they're down after today to the Final Four, the U.S. Championship, the International Championship. It's all waiting right there for you. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Remember that number, because next week we're giving you a chance to win tickets to the Kansas City Royals in this final month of the regular season. Select home dates. We're going to give you tickets. We're going to give you parking. And if you're going to Kansas City, be listening for your chance to win tickets next week here on the Doug and Daddy Show. All you have to do is go to godfatherspizza.com, and you are a winner, because you can get coupons online anytime to help you save money on the already reasonably priced food at Godfather's. They have the lunch buffet every day, 7 days a week, from 11 to 2, only $6.50, including the salad bar. If you want to pick it up or you want it delivered before the game, after the game, you got to eat. 234-9444, 234-9444. They can cater. They've got private room, party rooms for you up there. They're open 11 to 10, Sunday through Thursday, Friday and Saturday from 11 to 11. Two big dining rooms, ESPN on the big screen TVs. It's all there for you at Godfather's, located on North 2nd and 42nd Street in the Archway Plaza. And be sure to go online, get your coupons anytime at godfatherspizza.com. It's the opening night of the high school football season for a lot of teams in our listening area. And don't forget, here are the games that we will be bringing to you on our network of stations. ESPN 1460 tonight, we will be bringing you Kearney High as they take on Columbus in the season opener. On ESPN 1550 tonight, Adams Central will be at Sydney. That has a little bit later kickoff at 8 o'clock Central Time. Also going on tonight, on 1230 a.m. KHAS, Hastings High will host Schuyler. That should be a very competitive ball game. And we should have another competitive ball game on Classic Hits 98.9 FM as Donovan Trumbull travels to Ravenna. Pre-game 6:30, kickoff 7 o'clock. Enjoy the football. And then following the games, the Friday Night Scoreboard Show on KKPR with a whole host of characters over there getting things ready to go. Wrap-ups from all of our games, scores from the area and across the state throughout the night. And we'll have that for you every Friday night as well. And, of course, those aren't the only big games going on tonight. There's plenty out there. Grand Island's at Norfolk, Northwest at Crete, two-time defending state champion Aurora opens at Seward. Holdridge is at York. Lexington is heading out to Garing. Some other games. Minden is at Fairbury. St. Paul at Broken Bow. That should be a very good one. Two playoff teams from last year. Arapahoe at Axtell. A top 10 matchup in D1, although Arapahoe really banged up heading into this game. Another couple of playoff teams. Elm Creek back at 8-man. They're going to go up to Burwell, who has got a great program there. Giltner, first game since Memorial Stadium for them. They will be playing at Shelby. And Exeter Milligan at Lawrence Nelson should be a good one tonight as well. Staying with the Dent Popper inbox, John in Kearney says, "Hey, Doug, great question for a Friday before football. What about folks' first Husker memory?" He says, "My first memory is the 82 Nebraska-Oklahoma game in Lincoln. I was 8 years old. Nebraska won 28-24, and two plays stick out in my mind. The first, Turner Gill to Irving Fryer's bounce pass, where Fryer then threw onto the tight end for a huge gain, setting up a score. The other, Scott Strasburger's interception that sealed the game in the final minute. He returned the ball to the one and was swarmed under by Husker fans rushing the field. A very underrated game in the Husker Sooner rivalry history, in my opinion. Great show as always. Can't wait for football, John and Kearney." Thanks, John. Mark says, "Okay, Doug, tell us how your fantasy draft went last night." I picked 17 guys, Mark. That's how it went. "This was a 10-team league. I got the fifth pick. First pick was Chris Johnson. Second pick was Adrian Peterson. Third pick was Maurice Jones-Drew. Fourth pick was a homer pick by the Indianapolis Colt fans, and they took Peyton Manning. And then I took Frank Gore in a point-per-reception league. I'm not sure that I would take Frank Gore in the number five slot if it wasn't a point-per-reception, but he's a little higher rated in that spot. And then hopefully Joseph Adai is okay, because probably the moment after I picked him in the draft, he tried to make a tackle in that exhibition game last night and banged his shoulder up just a little bit. The indefinite suspension of Missouri running back Derek Washington follows a recent accusation of sexual assault by a former classmate. He is Missouri's leading rusher the last 2 years. He is the team captain. Court records show the woman obtained a protection order back in June. She accused him of entering her off-campus apartment 3 days earlier in the middle of the night and sexually assaulting her. A July hearing was delayed at the woman's request. The case was dropped in late July after both Washington and the woman failed to show up in court. Missouri coach Gary Pinkel announced his suspension for undisclosed reasons yesterday. Not good. And Washington National rookie Steven Strasburg, a significant tear in his elbow, probably requiring Tommy John surgery. There's so much going on in the world of sports. Some good, some bad, and can Tiger take it home? He's teed off and playing the second round at the Barclays. I hope so. I'd love to see Tiger win this. Get it going. Get the fans going and get some noise made once again. Think we've covered all that is. Go out and enjoy the fall sports season, which begins tonight. Loper football tomorrow. Volleyball going on all over the place. Softball and a whole lot more. If you love volleyball, UNK and UNO have a scrimmage this afternoon at Grand Island Central Catholic. That gets underway at 5:30. And how about that soccer team, UNK? They've only won two games in their careers, but both are over Wayne State. They won yesterday by a score of 1-0. They're playing Mary University in North Dakota tomorrow. And the Nebraska women's basketball team later this season is going to retire Mertice Ivy's jersey. That's it for here. We want to thank Mitch Sherman of the Omaha World Herald and the Husker basketball stud Drake Voronic for joining us on the show. Randy Lee, voice of Western Kentucky, Mondays with Merck and Morris, all coming up to start next week.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game!